We're going to look at our church's vision statement today, walking with the risen Jesus. And we're going to unpack that, actually not just today, but over the next few weeks in the sermon. So as we prepare to reflect on God's word, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us together today for worship. Thank you that Jesus is with us. And I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds so that we can know his presence and we can walk with him each day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. It's an amazing story, isn't it? There's some quite poignant and funny bits in there. The disciples ask Jesus, who they don't recognize, they say, "Are you the only one who doesn't know what's happened over the last few days?" Of course, Jesus is the only one who really knows exactly what has happened over the last few days. But Jesus listens to them and he hears their story. He says, "What things?" He engages with them. He connects with them. He meets them where they are at. So as we want to walk with the risen Jesus, just like those two disciples on the road to Emmaus on that first Easter day, there's a number of ways that we as a church want to do that really practically. We want to invite and equip people to walk with Jesus. I'm going to have to grab my clicker from Sylv. Invite and equip people to walk with Jesus. So those who don't already recognize that Jesus is with them, we want to tell them the good news and invite them to share that journey with Jesus, which is a joyful and challenging journey. And those of us who do know that Jesus is with us, we want to equip people with practical, simple, everyday tools for how we, as God's people, walk with Jesus. What's that look like? Four things. The journey. You'll see that each of these come out of the Bible passage that we just watched and listened to. The journey, the meal, the scripture, and the mission. We're going to unfold those things over the next couple of weeks in our sermons. Today, I just want to focus on that first one, the journey, and talk about connecting with people. A few very simple points from the Bible passage that forms the basis of our church's vision. First of all, on the journey, Jesus is with us even when we don't recognize it. Even in the tough times of life where it seems like God is distant, grief or pain or trouble is all you see, Jesus is right there with you, walking with you each day, like he was walking with the two disciples who didn't recognize him on the way. You may be here today and you may be at a part of your journey where you're really not sure either that God is real or that God loves you, or that Jesus is with you. It might be that the circumstances of your life have really rocked you. I want you to know that Jesus is with you even when you don't recognize him. And the risen Jesus walks with us through the valleys and the hills, through the sorrows and the joys of life. He is there with us. That's a powerful truth. Secondly, Jesus meets us where we are at. Now, this is really important. The two disciples had no idea. They didn't trust or believe or have faith in Jesus yet. They didn't know that he was resurrected. They were completely downcast. Jesus meets us where we are at. There is no standard of belief or faith or morality or goodness or righteousness that you have to live up to before Jesus meets with you. It's sheer grace. He comes to us where we are. And maybe you feel a bit unworthy of that. It's not your worthiness. It's the fact that Jesus comes to you through sheer grace to bring God's love and his forgiveness and his goodness and relationship with us. Of course, Jesus doesn't leave us where we're at. He walks with us on the journey. He helps us to learn and to grow and to develop. But I want to assure you today that in our church and as followers of Jesus, there's no barrier that God puts up between you and him. You don't have to clear some bar of being like Christian or dressing well or having your kids be quiet in church or any of that stuff. God loves you just where you are at. And Jesus meets you where you're at. And then he takes you on a journey with him. So that's the second point. The third point is, and this is particularly for those of us who know and recognize that Jesus is walking with us, those of us who are already Christians, but it's also for everyone. Thirdly, Jesus is the one who opens our eyes to his presence. Jesus is the one who does that. And so as we set out on that journey of inviting people to walk with Jesus, relax, because it's not about us. It's the power of the Holy Spirit at work that draws people to know Jesus and that opens their eyes to recognize him. Now, I said that I wanted to give you some really practical tools, okay? And we're going to do that now. So, Mandy, if you were to hand out a basket on this side and pass it down the rows, just wait and I'll give you some more instructions in a minute. And Edward, if you can start over here. There are two things, actually three, in this basket that's coming around. The first one is, especially for you, if you are relatively new at our church or if you would like prayer. There is a card in there that looks like this. On one side, it has prayer requests. On the other side, it has contact details. If you're new here, relatively new, the greatest gift that you could give us would be to fill in this contact card, okay? And instead of putting an offering on the plate, on the basket when it comes around, if you could put that card on the basket, that would be wonderful. So if each family or person who wants to could grab the contact card and a pen, right? But there's one other thing in there as well. There's a little card that looks like this. It looks like a business card. This is called a Connect card. And I'd like everyone to grab one of these, okay? So if you're new or if you want prayer, grab a prayer card, contact card. Everyone, grab a Connect card. Got that? Go. Now, I know that usually during church, when they hand around a basket, they want you to put things in. But you can tell people that, hey, we went to church and they actually handed around a basket and they wanted us to take something out, okay? Very unusual, yes. Make sure the musos get a Connect card as well. Don't fill that in yet. Just have a look at it. So I'm going to start describing that to you. This Connect card is a very simple tool to help us invite people to walk with the risen Jesus. If you look at it, on one side it says, I will pray John 3:16 for these four people for 1 year. And then it says, friend, family member, neighbor, and workmate or teammate. You might like to fill in your own stuff there. Please, God, show your love to this person so that they may know Jesus and trust in him. If you're like me, and I know that I am, yes, that is a joke. if you're like me, thank you, Dylan. It's a bit scary to think about talking to other people about Jesus. Well, this Connect card is a really simple way to help you get started and help you to remember that this is not actually scary because this is God's work. So as you pray for people, don't fill it in today. Take it away with you. Think about it over this coming week and then fill it in prayerfully and stick it in your wallet or in your phone. That will remind you, every time you look at those things, to pray for those people. Why is this important? It's because we don't bring people to faith. God brings people to faith. Jesus is the one, through the Holy Spirit, who brings people to walk with him. As we pray, we connect with what God wants to do for these people, and we have our eyes opened to where God might be at work in their life. You can breathe a sigh of relief. Pastor Nathan is not sending you out there to go and do street evangelism, okay? All he's asking you to do is to think of four people that you love, that you are willing to commit to pray for, and see what God does with those prayers over the next year. It's going to be absolutely amazing. As the disciples walked with Jesus, they didn't recognize him at first. They recognized him when he broke the bread in the meal. But then they said, "Weren't our hearts burning within us as he walked with us on the road and opened the scriptures for us?" Isn't it a joyful thing to know that Jesus is alive, that he has beaten the power of death, that he is walking with us in trouble and joy? And as we walk with Jesus, I'm not saying that it's all going to be roses, because I know that life is still difficult, but we will have hearts that will burn with joy as we see the good things that God has for us as we walk with the risen Jesus from day to day. In the coming weeks, my sermons are usually a bit more interactive than this, but I wanted to get these things across. In the coming weeks, we're going to look at those other parts of that passage, the meal, the scripture, and the mission, and look at how they're really practical ways for us to be equipped to walk with Jesus and to be invited to walk with Jesus. So, Jesus is with you, whether you know it or not. He loves you, and he is going to open your eyes to the good things that God has for you. In his name, amen.